Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. Pick up, pick up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Not really a surprise. We knew it was coming. But the Denver Broncos have decided to release Russell Wilson, or they informed him today that he would be released. Again, no surprise. They benched him late in the season for Jarrett Stidham. And so you knew that that tenure was coming to an end. So after 2 years in Denver, Russell Wilson is now searching for a new team after what was just a horrific experience for him and the Broncos, to be honest. Rob, this is arguably the worst trade in NFL history. The Broncos gave up five draft picks, two of them first round, two second round, and then gave Russell Wilson a five-year, $242 million contract. Obviously, it wasn't all guaranteed, but Rob, in releasing him, they are going to take an 85 million dollar dead cap hit over the next 2 years. So they obviously just want to get rid of him at all costs. When you take on that type of money, just to get rid of a guy. So what is your take on this situation?
I hope they have bad karma. Chris, I don't care normally. But what they did to him, Russell Wilson, was as dirty as it gets. And this is to justify Sean Payton. No, what is their option, Chris? And why would you take such a cap hit that is unheard of in the NFL? Like, it doesn't make sense to me, other than to prove a point to back Sean Payton, to say we don't want him regardless under any circumstances. Teams have had to hold on to people, Chris, because it doesn't work out, you know what I mean, financially.
Right.
And he didn't play that poorly last year. Was he great? No. But he didn't play that poorly.
It was really interesting, Rob, because—
Don't you agree with that? Right?
Well, the number— he was certainly better than he was two
that's
years
what I'm saying.
Ago.
I mean, that's right. Not even right. Close. That's yeah, not right.
He was decent last year. Now, the numbers— this is what's interesting, Rob. The numbers for Russell Wilson last year say he was actually good. But I got to be honest, and let me give you this. You're going to be shocked. He was what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He was 6th in the league in passer rating. He had 26 touchdowns, Rob, and 8 interceptions. All right, so that looks good. I got to be honest, man. I watch their games. It's baffling to me because it wasn't that he was, like I said, he wasn't bad, but he was, I guess the word is pedestrian. And the numbers don't say that. Now, he only threw for 205 yards a game. That's pedestrian.
Yeah, but they didn't want him to, and they didn't want him to cook like.
No.
This was different.
But I just thought, Rob, they could not. They weren't good in the red zone. I don't think he played as well as his numbers suggest. Now, the numbers are the numbers, so it says he was decent. He was decent. But he didn't play great last year. But you're right. Like, what options? Where are they going now?
Where are they going? Home dinner? Maybe a show? They ain't going to the playoffs. And here's the other thing. Chris, Sean Payton had it for him before he even got there. He really did. This was a weird thing because people thought, and you know this, when they made this gigantic trade, it was because everybody believed all they needed was to add a quarterback, add water, stir, and they were going to the Super Bowl. They had a great defense. Oh, my God, they just need a quarterback. That's all they need. And then they got it together. Remember, their defense was great. Chris, at one point in Russell Wilson's first year, they gave up 17 points a game.
Right.
that should get you 12 wins.
The defense they got it going a little bit late, but the defense wasn't as good last year.
No. It wasn't where it was before that. But I'm just like, this feels dirty to me.
I can't say it's dirty.
And that's what it feels like to me, that Sean Payton, because all the stuff of that, he's this, take his office from upstairs, and he's too busy kissing babies and shaking hands, and like all of the stuff that came out gave me to feel like he just didn't want him from Jump Street and was hoping that
say that he thought they were going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I remember that?
In his Nat Hackett rant, he did say, we're going to make the playoffs.
I just felt like he never really wanted him, and that's what this is. And if the team has decided that they're going to follow Sean Payton, and Sean Payton will be the guy, and they'll go with a coach and have dead cap money and get rid of a quarterback and not have one for next year, I don't know what it is. I it doesn't make sense to me.
It's odd because you don't know where they're going. And like you said, you're taking this incredible cap hit. And yeah, I mean, I think Sean Payton probably felt like, at best, Russ is going to make us mediocre. We're right there in the middle, right? Where you're not going to get the high draft pick. You're not good enough to really contend, but you're not bad enough to be at the top of the draft and hopefully get your next quarterback. Although, obviously, we see top flight quarterbacks drafted late all the time. But I guess that was their thinking because, like I said, I don't know where they're going now. But I won't go as far as to say they did him dirty. He's getting plenty of money. He didn't play. He was horrible last year, 2 years ago. He was okay last year, but he didn't live up to his part either. Rob, you remember when he was in Seattle and there was the talk about should they trade Russell Wilson? Seemed like he and Pete Carroll were ready to part ways. I was totally like, get rid of Carroll. You got a Hall of Fame quarterback. You got the best quarterback in the franchise's history. He won your only Super Bowl. He's still young and in his prime. Keep him. But I can't front and act like he played well in Denver. It was baffling, especially 2 years ago. Now, I said last year was better, but still not what you call very good.
Yeah, but I'll push back and say Sean Payton hasn't lived up to the expectations. Like where they were, Chris, and where that team was and how they were performing for him. And I know that they rebounded and played better in the middle of the season and things looked like they were like they had a chance to make the playoffs. And then again, they lost late and then didn't make it.
Right.
But my point is he didn't deliver. There was a 70 piece there. The defense wasn't as good. There were a lot of things. Their offense. Sean Payton's an offensive guy, right? Where was their offense in the red zone, Chris? I mean, that's something that I would think Sean Payton-led team would be better at, right? And it wasn't. And so that's why I'm saying I get it if you want to put some of it on Russell Wilson. But Sean Payton shouldn't get a pass That,
no,
that,
no, that, he that shouldn't he, get a pass.
That but he if had they a have bad to first choose year
one
too.
Or the other, yeah, he didn't do a great job last year. There's no doubt about it. Just about everybody expected more, Rob.
Nobody expected that, right?
Yeah, you looked at that conference and you said, okay, I don't know how they're going to fit in and make the playoffs, but we expected them to be better than they were. So I'm not defending Sean Payton, but I don't think they're doing Russell Wilson dirty. I think he didn't perform. Ultimately it'll save him money in that they're not giving him all of that, $242 million. And that's, I think, one reason they're also trying to get off of it. The question, Rob, is where in the world is Russell Wilson going now? Like, there are reports that the Steelers, which, Rob, this
we told
I don't
you
know
already,
what
Chris.
Steelers,
we told you they don't do this. Like the Steelers? Yeah, like going to get a court. Like you would think, Rob, so. They said they're not interested.
None of them. They're not interested in Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins,
nobody.
Justin Fields. They going to war with Kenny Pickett?
I don't get it. I don't know where the Steelers are with this and why they keep doing it, but it's not in their DNA for whatever reason, Chris. If they just want to be 9-8 and make
Thank
playoffs,
because that's all they're gonna be.
That's all. If you want to be 9-8, make the playoffs and get drilled and don't score any points in the playoffs, go ahead. But it doesn't make any sense why they won't get a quarterback. I don't get it.
If I was a Steelers fan, Rob,
I'd be pissed.
I'm like, really? And again, look, as much as I just said, I don't think they're doing Russell Wilson wrong. If I'm Pittsburgh, he's better than Kenny Pickett.
Goodness gracious.
And Mason Rudolph or Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins, any of them. But let's take Pittsburgh out. I mean, Rob, I only see two possible places. I guess you could throw in Washington. I don't think they'll go there. Starting jobs, Rob, you got New England, although I think they might draft a quarterback. They got the third pick. Do they just go get Drake May? It looks like, Rob, possibly the Raiders. Rob G, that's your team. You want Russell Wilson with the Raiders?
They need a Rob G. Y'all need a quarterback.
Do I want Russell Wilson? Not particularly. Do I think it's entirely possible to end with them? Absolutely.
I mean, I don't see another landing spot. I mean, unless New England wants to make a move, but you're getting him on the cheap wherever he goes. I mean, the Jets, Rob, what about the Jets?
As a backup,
Rob Parker,
just in case.
Yeah, as a backup. I mean, and Rodgers.
I told you before, you know, Aaron's coming back. He's going to be 40 years old. You better have a good backup, Chris. You just better have a good backup. You can't play the same game. Now, the chance of him getting hurt again and missing the whole season, I'm not saying that that's going to be the case. But he could miss some games. He could be banged up. Like there's a lot of stuff that if I'm
the Jets. You know New York, right? I think there's two questions here outside of just the plan. Because, look, strictly football, it makes sense to bring him in as a backup in case Rodgers gets hurt. And maybe if Rodgers, this is his last year, you would have Wilson for, the future. But one, do you think Aaron Rodgers would be good with that? And two, Rob, we both know New York media. You were a columnist in New York. Do you think that could potentially be a distraction? If Rodgers plays poorly,
I mean, it could be there, but I think people would give Rodgers 1 year from the standpoint that they didn't see him last year. Do you know what I mean?
Great last year.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was great. Like, oh my God, get him in there.
Right.
He was in Denver. They just ate $85 million to get rid of you. Like, I don't know if I'm trying to push you in that quickly. And let me just give you some other numbers real quick. I know you want to get some people in 877-99 on Fox. Chris, last year, Broncos were 20th in the red zone efficiency last year, right? Here's worse. Offensively, Broncos were 21st in yards under Hackett. They slipped down to 26th with Peyton, okay? And defensively, the Broncos were 7th under Hackett, slipped to 29th under Peyton. So, like, he didn't have a good year either.
No, no doubt about it. Rob G, you said quickly you got a dark horse candidate.
Yeah, and this all depends on your perspective, okay? Put yourself in the GM's perspective. Would you rather have Russell Wilson for the minimum or close to the minimum, or Kirk Cousins entering age 40 or close to age 40, making $40 million a season coming off a torn Achilles?
Oh, Russell Wilson.
Because Kirk Cousins is better, right? But you factor in the money and the Achilles. Like, and that team is sneaky good offensively. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Jay Hawkinson.
That's a tough call right there.
That's a team right there that could be looming if things go sideways with Kirk Cousins.
That's a good question. I mean, I'll tell you this. If Minnesota doesn't get, like, if they can't come to an agreement with Cousins and, you know, Fields say, well, Cousins might go to Atlanta. I don't know where Fields could end up then. But I there would be people I want before Russ, but then you could go after Russ. That's a good question.
That is a great question.
Because Kirk Cousins, I mean, I think Kirk Cousins back in Minnesota, Rob, they win games, maybe make the playoffs, but they're not winning it.
Right.
We've seen Kirk in the big games, and that's not his thing. So,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
I'm doing real good.
And real talk, like, I know people throw around somebody being a hero, but you saved a man's life. Like, let's keep it real. Like, you know, an 80-year-old guy, Braylon, explain what you heard and what made you jump in and to help, because a lot of people, Chris, as you know, act like they don't know what's going on and don't want to get involved.
Yeah, what's up, brothers, man? Appreciate y'all having me on. Yo, Chris, yo,
great to have you,
Ron. I think it's one of those situations where I think often or not, a lot of times we just talk about tired people recording, tired people always watching, tired people not helping. Right. And I had a situation where I walked into the locker room, and when I walked into the locker room, hey, your mind got to drift that way. When I walked into the locker room, there was some noise going on in the back. Guy clearly was a discrepancy in volume of someone listening to music. It escalated. It wasn't around me. And Chris, Rod, you know us, where we're from. Look, it's none of our business, right?
Right.
It was none of our business. You hear some pushing and shoving. None of our business. And then you start to hear, like, I heard a thud. And so I'm like, somebody's head got hit against something. All right, let me come from around, see what's going on. And I just saw this guy, younger gentleman, with an older gentleman, and he grabbed the back of his head, and I couldn't let that happen, so I stepped in and grabbed him, was able to move him away from the situation. I mean, look, I had to tell that for like the, you know, Channel 4, Channel 7, but Rob Cree, I know what time it was. So he, you know, we got down, put him in the corner, subdued him, and then it was, I'm talking about in his eyes, you could just see like something wasn't right, something was off, and eventually I think it clicked in him what he had done. And he, like, came down all the way. And then he, like, started scrambling. He ran, grabbed his phone, and he, like, ran out of there.
Wow. I mean, he was in his 20s. And yeah. He's beating up an 80-year-old man? That just is terrible.
Yeah, bro. It was like, bro, just imagine this. Like, you know, you're 75 years old. You survived COVID.
Right.
Being 75 right. years old. And now 4 years later, 5 years later, you know, your life is in danger because you went to the Y and someone told you, you know, shut up, my music's not loud. Like, my stepfather is 76. Like, my grandmother is 82. Like, I'm looking from that space. Like, they deserve to be able to go to the gym, work out, and not have to worry about the foolishness of, you know, this young man. Whether he was off his meds or not, like, no excuse for what he did.
Right.
No doubt about it. And that would have been tragic. And it is, and I get it. A lot of people, you don't know what people are brailing. That's why I said you're a hero, because it takes courage to step in where you don't know what the guy has. You could wind up getting hurt.
Right.
People, you know what I mean? Like your own situation. You don't know what that guy has in his bag or what he could do to you. You really don't know. And yet, it was sometimes you do have to step in because you know, sometimes you just can't watch it. You just can't watch something happen to somebody.
You get tired of watching all the negative stuff going on Twitter and social media, all the stuff that's like put in our face. Like, I had an opportunity to step up, and it didn't even register at the time. Like, when it was going on, it just was, this is the right thing to do. This is how I was raised. I feel like I'm not trying to talk about any of the other three other major sports. Like, this is football players. Like, I don't care. Like, football players naturally think to do things like this, man. And it was a natural thought process, and it wasn't until that night, like later on that night, the lead detective of Farmington Hills, I know you both are familiar with the area, the lead detective reached out to me and said, hey, before I say anything or take your final statement, I just want to let you know, if it hadn't been for you, that this guy would not have made it.
Wow.
You know, cops deal in black and white. Like, there's no gray area with cops or doctors. And he said, if it weren't for you, and I think then it kind of set in like, but damn, maybe it wasn't just another day at the Y. Maybe I did step up and do something, but I was raised that way. Like, you know my family, Rob.
Yep.
Like, it makes sense when you think about my dad, my mom.
It does make sense.
Have you heard anything about how the older man is doing now?
So I did another interview with Channel 7 today, Rob. WXYZ,
yep.
Yeah, WXYZ. They say he's now moved from critical. He's now in stable condition.
So he was in critical, Chris. Wow. That's the kind of beating he was getting.
So he was in critical last Friday to, they said, this, like, early this morning. So, like, right after Sunday turned into Monday. They say he kind of moved into stable.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, well, Braylon, great stuff, man. We really appreciate you.
Yep.
Stepping in that situation.
Admire you too,
yep,
really, because
absolutely.
It takes a lot for people to do something, to step and stop something bad. I always say sometimes the worst people aren't the people committing the bad act, but the other people who watch it, Chris, and don't and allow it. You know, those people are bad too. And sometimes you got to stop these people from doing bad stuff and saying, we're not going to tolerate that. And that's what you did. So,
were there other people in the locker room when it was happening?
There were two other gentlemen. There was an older gentleman that I see every day. He's probably upwards of the late 60s with the University of Michigan. And then there was one individual that worked for the Y. Gentleman probably was like 47, 48. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, like for me, man, I appreciate the fellas. I appreciate all the love that everybody's sending. But I feel like there's a lot of good people out here in this world, you know what I'm saying? And I think there's way more good people than bad people. I think with so much highlight on the negativity, there's some good people out here, man. So I'm sure I'm not the only one out here doing God's work, man. So a lot of love to everybody. And, you know, like, love thy neighbor.
No doubt.
Nah,
thanks,
right,
Braylon.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for sharing
your
story with us, too.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, your heroism, really. No heroism.
Nope. Thank you.
I appreciate that, gentlemen.
All right,
brother. Peace.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Rob, let's get to LeBron or get back to LeBron. We started the show talking about him scoring 40,000 points, the only player in NBA history to score that many points. And he's going to keep increasing it. I mean, I don't know where it'll go. It depends. I mean, if he play, it's not out of the realm of reality that he could play three more years, Rob, and get that thing to 45.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe that he'll play 3 years, but you never know.
Rob G., tell us, I mean, you don't have to come on the air, but work out on your calculator. Like, if he averaged, say, 20 points a game for three more years, playing, say, 60 games a year, make it 55. See how high he might push this thing. But anyway, Rob, while Rob G does that,
that's his math assignment.
Listen, obviously, you already did it?
No.
Yeah, oh. Chris, call calculator, my guy.
You got a calculator.
Yeah, so he'd be over 43,000.
Okay. 43, okay. So he probably won't get to 45. That's probably unlikely.
That would be incredible.
Anything, 43 is ridiculous. This is incredible. But, Rob, look, congratulations to LeBron. It's fantastic. And everybody, what they want to talk about is the GOAT debate, obviously, because LeBron's done something no one has ever done. And while, Rob, I think this is a tremendous achievement, I don't personally think it moves the needle on the GOAT debate because you and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. When we're judging athletes and their overall greatness, who was better, we tend to take peak over longevity.
Right, because this is a longevity kind of thing. Like, he's played a long time and he's played at a high level, so he's going to amass a lot of points, but it doesn't, and he already had the record, Chris, for the most points when he passed Kareem. I don't know how that changes anything. He's already
if it was just about the all-time leading scorer, we would have had Kareem as the GOAT,
right? And that wasn't the case.
LeBron broke his record, right? So it's not like it's an anti-LeBron thing. Because Kareem scored more than Jordan. Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, they scored more than Jordan as far as total points. But we never said they were the GOAT above Mike. And so that's why, Rob, one reason I don't think this really changes anything in that regard.
Yeah, I agree. It's for people who want to make a case for him, and they'll just say, nobody else ever scored 40,000 points. Okay, nobody else played all these years and all this time and didn't go to –
right.
Like, he's going to have all those other things too, Chris, that goes with it. And it's not a knock on him or disrespect. It's just – you just said it. Despite what Kareem had done – and, Chris, if you really want to do it, like, Kareem with – the numbers, Kareem at Power Memorial High School in New York, Kareem at UCLA. I mean, what didn't Kareem do? Like,
right.
And people, and the all-time leading scorer in the NBA, and people still weren't quick to say he's the greatest.
Right, right. And because, one, we know we're talking about NBA.
Right.
When we talk about
if you want to make a case that he's the greatest,
you could make that for LeBron and Kareem over Jordan. If you want to include, for LeBron it would be high school, for Kareem it would be high school and college.
Easily.
Just dominating every level. You know, Jordan was I don't know if we say a late bloomer, but in college,
Chris,
he just
help me with this.
Everybody
is this is this real? I saw something and look that Michael Jordan in championship games, Chris, have you seen this? Michael Jordan has played in the championship 11 times. And I'll give you the championship. Okay, in his career. In a championship game, okay, or championship.
You mean a game seven?
No, like to win a championship series. Okay, here it is. NCAA, he's 1-0. When they play in a championship. The Olympics, 2-0. NBA, 6-0. And I guess the FIBA, World Classics, right, Chris?
Right, right.
He was 2-0 in that. So it says what?
So are those series? Some of them?
Yeah, let me read it.
Games.
It just says Michael Jordan played for a championship 11 times.
Right, right.
He's 11-0 in those games/series.
Yeah,
that adds up, right? I wasn't sure about the FIBA, right? NCAA, he won a championship,
right?
Olympics 6-0 in the NBA, and in the FIBA, 2-0.
So basically, what that basically tells you is when everything was on the line.
He always
Jordan
won.
Was at his best. Yeah, and he always won. Here's another reason, Rob, that I think that, again, not trying to take anything away from LeBron's accomplishment, but here's another reason I don't think it moves the needle on the GOAT debate, Rob. But check this out. And the reason is the prominence of the three-point shot. LeBron James, Rob, has attempted more three-pointers than everyone else in the top 20 all-time scoring.
Is that right?
Everybody else. James Harden is the only one to attempt, well, he's 21st in scoring. And he attempted more threes than LeBron. Then you have to go all the way down to, heck, LeBron attempted more threes than Reggie Miller and Dirk Nowitzki. And so that's a big part of it, too. Rob, LeBron is fifth all-time in three-pointers attempted.
Wow.
He attempted 6,857 threes. Kareem attempted 18. Karl Malone attempted 310. Kobe attempted 5,546, so he's close. Michael Jordan only attempted 1,778. So that is another thing, like, and it's not LeBron's fault. It's just the different eras and the difference in the game.
Right. It's just
when you take almost 7,000 shots that are worth 3 points compared to somebody who takes 1,700 or in Kareem's case, 18 that are worth three, then that when you look at that, that also is a factor. You like guys are going to score more today. They do, right? Because a lot of the shots they take are worth 3 points. And we're quickly, Rob, heading to a point where a lot of guys in the league, 50% of their shots are going to be worth 3 points rather than two.
Steph is there already, right?
Steph takes 12 threes a game.
Wow.
All right. Luka takes 10. So that's part of it, too. Again, not to take anything away from LeBron, but I think when you look at that, that weighs into why I don't think it moves the needle on the GOAT conversation.
Right.
Now, LeBron wins the championship this year and plays lights out, then that moves the needle more to me.
Well, hopefully they don't play Denver because we've seen
the result every time they play. They can't beat Denver.
They look good against them for like three quarters and then they can't.
And that's how I was in the playoffs last year.
I know. Rob G doesn't want to hear it. Stop bringing up old stuff. Rob G, you watched it. Saturday night, Rob G had his Saturday night ruined. He thought they were going to finally win one.
Rob, when you were describing how it ended, I was like, were you talking about the one at the Kobe statue night or opening night or game four? Or
right,
game
which
two?
One?
Right. Yeah, because they're all the same. So you could have been bringing up old stuff for all I know.
It really is similar.
It seems similar. Right.
No doubt about it. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Does LeBron becoming the first player ever to reach 40,000 points, does that move the needle on the GOAT conversation? Rob, I'm going to say this before we go. Here's the one thing I'll throw out to the listeners, and maybe you guys address this in your answers. Remember when, during the pandemic, when we showed The Last Dance was on, and everybody was watching it, and that moved the needle among millennials. Now, older generation had already had Jordan as the GOAT. But among the younger, like 18 to 35-year-olds, The Last Dance moved the needle into terms of more of them beginning to think Jordan was the GOAT over LeBron. Does something like this, and there are more things, like LeBron, we watched LeBron pass Kareem. We watched LeBron get to 40,000. We're watching him in year 21 play phenomenal basketball. Does this move the needle? Will this have the Last Dance effect, if you will, where people think, oh, I'm seeing LeBron do this, you know, right before my eyes. Will that move the needle in terms of people, younger people especially, thinking, oh, LeBron is the GOAT?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.